Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Here's the podcast for Live the Promise. Enjoy the conversation. Much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. So glad you tuned in. It's always an honor to talk with you each and every day. It means so much to me that we get to have these conversations. Well, it is time for another edition of Talk to Me Thursday. We do this almost every Thursday, second hour on Live the Promise, and here's what we do. I pitch out a question for you, and it's always deep, thought-provoking, kind of a gutsy question or two, and you call and talk to me. And guess what else happens every week when we do Talk to Me Thursday? I get nervous that I'm going to sit here and look at a blank call screen and you're not going to call me and talk to me, and I'm sitting here all by myself for an hour, which you don't want to listen to me talk for a whole hour, do you? Right? So here are the two questions, right? One, what was it again? Oh my goodness, I just had a blank. Oh yes, what are you white knuckling right now? What in your life are you clinging maybe too tightly to? What are you white knuckling right now? And or what thoughts do you have on repeat right now? You can answer both. You can answer one. I will tell you, lots of times the repeat thoughts are very connected with what you're white knuckling. You can call anonymously. I want you to know the first five of you to call will get a book off of our Faith Radio shelf. We've got so many great books on the faith conversation. We'll pick one for you and surprise you and get it in your mailbox. Here's the number, 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. Here's the two questions. You can answer one or both. What are you white knuckling right now? What thoughts do you have on repeat? And if you want one of the books, first five callers will get one. You need to stay on the line after I chat with you so Carissa can get your address, because it may get busy. That's if you're willing to call me. 877-933-2484. You can email me too if that's easier. Susie@myfaithradio.com. Susie@myfaithradio.com. I think before we realize it, we start to grab hold of things because our souls start to feel parched. And really, I think oftentimes it's that sense of being parched, the sense of grabbing too tight, is if we could read that the right way and release and surrender and trust, we would be ushered into a new season. We would start to go, okay, I can't control things. I'm never in control. This is an illusion that I'm trying to control things even now, but I want to be on the journey with you, Lord. I want to trust you. I want to go with you wherever you lead me. Author and speaker Karen Schatzline wrote this. She says, dry seasons and droughts are not meant to dehydrate or kill us. They are opportunities for us to get up and search out fresh water. Hear that again. Dry seasons and droughts are not meant to dehydrate or kill us. They are opportunities for us to get up and search out fresh water. Drought causes us to thirst for the right things again. So if you're in a parched place, maybe you need to get up and search out fresh water. Maybe there's a fresh pond that God wants you to draw from. She says, drought causes us to thirst for the right things again. We learn that movement is important. We can't linger in the same pool for too long, or the water will become stagnant. Sometimes the well has to dry up, so we'll get moving in a new direction. We need fresh water in which to grow and flourish. New direction means new seasons. Our seasons in life are not meant to last forever. Maybe that parched feeling, maybe that white knuckle tendency, God is moving some things and you're getting scared, so you're clinging too tightly. But I'm telling you, if you open your hands and you trust him, you might just find yourself ushered into a new season of adventure of faith, because God loves you and he wants to lead you to fresh seasons and fresh pools of blessing. So here are the two questions. Again, feel free to answer one or both. Call anonymously if you're not wanting to identify yourself. Totally cool. First question, what are you white knuckling these days? Second question, what thoughts do you have on repeat? Here's the number, 877-933-2484. And then I'm telling you, the first five callers, if you're able to stay on and give the address, you'll get a book off our Faith Radio shelf. Anna's checking in from Bismarck. Hey, Anna, thanks for calling. Thanks for listening.
You're welcome.
Glad to have you. So which question are you answering today?
Well, I've got some thoughts about your question on thoughts on repeat. And if I understand it, it's stuff that we're thinking about continuously. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. It could be positive or negative.
Okay. Well, here's the situation. We are in a worship group for a secondary service at our church. It's a rather small church, and it's what we are doing now is our worship group does contemporary Christian music, and we are just having trouble getting it growing, and because the end of the lot of programs are coming with the end of school coming on, the decision has been made by the powers that be, so to speak, that we should discontinue the service. So we're trying to decide and discern whether we should continue this or what. And we're concerned about gaining a little bit of momentum and then losing it all if we drop it over the summer months and then having to restart again in the fall. Hmm. What are your thoughts?
Wow, that's a great question. The first thing that comes to me is Chip Ingram, when he's been on the show before, he said somebody asked him, how can I experience personal revival? I'm getting this to your point, but I feel like this is what came to me when you were talking. This person asked Chip, how can I experience personal revival and see a flourishing in my life? And he pointed to Romans 12, 1 and 2, I believe it is, that offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to him. And he says, the catalyst to revival in any area of your life is surrender. And I'm wondering, as you all sit together, your group, and you put it on the altar and you wait on God and you listen and you wait, you know, and like there's no attachments to things. Lord, you can raise this up or you can put it to sleep for a while, but it's yours for your glory. So we're just cutting any attachment to it that as far as what our will would be. And we just surrender to you, speak to our hearts. And I bet you'd have a unanimous sense of peace about what your next steps would be.
Okay.
Okay. Call me back I would love to know what happens with that, okay?
Yeah, well, and we have some options available to us about what we're wanting to do, and we are also needing growth within the worship band as well, because a couple of our members that were in had very busy jobs that took them out. So yeah. It's sort of been a long struggle to get something going, and it's a real difficult thing.
I have to jump in, and I'm so sorry. I have to jump
in.
Got a couple more calls before the break, but I do feel like there's something in the surrender that God will speak to you in, and I'd love to have you follow back around and tell us how it goes. Okay.
Sure.
All right. Thank you for calling today. And be sure to give Carissa your address. We'll get you a book off our Faith Radio shelf. Yvette is checking in from Richfield, Minnesota. Hey, Yvette. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Susie. How are you?
Good. Good to have you today. So which question are you going to answer? What are you white-knuckling or what are your thoughts that I have on repeat?
Oh, they're both kind of attached. The thoughts I have on repeat. That I feel like I'm just not doing my best. I am a school teacher, a middle school teacher, and these thoughts, they ruminate almost every night. I feel like I'm not giving it my best, and I'm forever, yes.
I'm so sorry. Kim, you're going to have to kill her mic just for a second because the audio it's going to hurt the ears. What I heard Yvette say, and I hope you're still listening, Yvette, because I want to pray for you, feeling like you're not doing your best. And, there's a difference between feeling like you're not doing your best and feeling like you're not enough. And I'm wondering, it's so hard to hear you. The audio quality is so poor that we can't let that keep going. But I want to pray for you. Lord, if Yvette is actually giving her best and doing her best, but it doesn't feel like enough, I pray peace would settle into her heart in Jesus' name, and you'd give her a sense of how capable you are to take our imperfect offerings and make something of it. I pray a peace would settle in her heart. None of us are enough. None of our offerings are perfect. Not one. But when we put them in your capable hands, miracles happen. So, Lord, I pray that you would move in Yvette's heart to see that you're a capable God, you're a miracle-working God, and you specialize in broken offerings. So may you take her offering and surprise her. And I just pray you confirm the gift of God in her and your pleasure over her and her investment in kids and that perfection infection would go away. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you, Yvette. I wish I could have kept you on. It's just hard to hear on the audio. I've got Katerina checking in from Canada. Hey, dear. Good to have you on the phone.
Hi.
God bless you.
Hi, it's Katerina. Good, good. I think a couple of things that I'm white-knuckling. As a single mom and one that has had to work out numerous hours to keep everything organized and stuff, one child is going to university, and the youngest, I have three boys, and the youngest one, he's autistic. And I constantly struggle, am I giving them the right tools? Of where my foundation of faith is. Have I displayed it enough? Have I passed on my faith? Is there, you know, that kind of example? Sorry, I'm still crying because of your last prayer, but as a single mom, it is such a struggle to try to put down that firm foundation for your children. And I hope and pray, it's my constant prayer, that Hunter, who's the youngest one, who's autistic, has enough to be independent eventually, hopefully, or there's enough there to cope with this world. Because he's so naive, he's so innocent, and he's so, you know, it scares me. I do have that fear.
Well, Katerina, you, the fact that you're such a lean in, listen, and learn from God kind of mom, you're so receptive to the things of God, and he is so with single moms and single dads. And, you know, I'm telling you what, I think you're going to be surprised when it's all said and done. But can I pray for you?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, Father, again, I bring this dear sister to you, this single mom. I pray blessing on her kids. I pray you bring other people into her sons' lives to mentor them, to love them, to help carry the burden, shoulder the weight of the responsibility that Katerina feels. And I pray you'd settle her heart, too, once again, to bring her offering and to trust you with the harvest. God, you're in a miracle-working God, and you gently lead those who are with young. So I know you're gently leading her. I ask you to firm her up in courage and strength. Give her deep rest at night and a strong sense of purpose, knowing that you are doing the heavy lifting, Lord. More is on your shoulders than on hers, and we thank you for that. Commit this sweet family to you now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Bless you, dear sister. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. We need to pause here. Carissa, I see you checking in from Colorado. We'll get you on the other side. It is another edition of Talk to Me Thursday. These are the two questions. What in life are you white-knuckling right now? And what thoughts do you have on repeat? You can answer one or both. And again, the thoughts on repeat, you could be thinking, I can't even believe how much God loves me. I'd love to know about that. Or maybe you're thinking, I'm not enough. I'll never be enough. I want to know about that too. 877-933-2484. We'll be back in a minute. Out. You can move on. It's over now. In the presence of the Lord. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is The Promise. We do this thing called Talk to Me Thursday, second hour of Thursdays, most Thursdays, and I ask questions, and they're never fluffy questions. They're gutsy questions, and it never fails to amaze me how rich and how deep and thoughtful you all are. And these are the two questions. What are you white-knuckling right now, and what thoughts do you have on repeat? You can call anonymously if you'd prefer. 877-933-2484. You can answer one question or both. It's totally up to you. Chris is checking in from Colorado. Hey, dear girl, good to have you listening today. How would you answer the question?
Hey, Susie. Thank you so much for taking my call. I feel like I wish I could say that I had a positive answer, but honestly, a place that I've been in is just I feel that I'm trying to white-knuckle control and just that I have to save myself. And so when it comes to all of the health challenges and just every level of my life right now, I feel like I'm so desperate and I have to save myself. And I know that that's not the truth. But that's kind of the thought and repeat, and I'm trying to replace it with Psalm 40, like I waited patiently on the Lord, and he turned to me and heard my cry, and he lifted me out. So just really expecting that he's the one who will do that as I also do my part, that been pretty intense battle to get those thoughts to switch around for sure. And every time I hear you talking about your own struggles from the past, it just really encourages me to see that if God can transform and renew your mind and bring you to this strong place, that maybe he can do that in my life too.
Yeah, well, Chrissy, he definitely can. And just for the sake of honest disclosure, I'm having a flare-up right now. And I have to work to keep my thoughts in the right place when I, you know, that happens. And when people deal with chronic illness, it is such a narrow path because you have to be hypervigilant to care for yourself, because you have to be. So you have to be disciplined. But you can see how that muscle gets overdeveloped and pulls us out of balance as if we're saving ourselves. So you're so right about that. And people who don't struggle this way have no idea what we're talking about here. But I totally get it. And I just think that there is a place of deeper rest for us. But there's even a grace. There's a grace in the rest, and there's a grace in the discipline when you have to be diligent, when others can just eat whatever they want, go to bed whenever they want, and you have to be so diligent. You just have to know. In heaven, it won't be like this, but now it is, and it's producing something in us that God is after in us. And it is like wax on, wax off, Krista. And I think once you get out of this place, you're going to be so spiritually agile. You're going to know so much. You will have a spiritual agility that others haven't, because you've had to wield your weapons the way that you have. So, Father, I do pray just for a supernatural grace on Carissa, that she would discern, God, when it's time to rest, when it's time to be diligent, and how to trust you with the heavy lifting once again, and that she doesn't have to save herself. She can't, but you can, and you will. And I pray total redemption of her story, total healing. And, Lord, we do want relief, too, relief from our symptoms and our trials. And so I ask that as some good seasons of fullness of healing on her way to full healing. I just pray for seasons of strength and of traction, and I commit her to you, and I pray for renewed and redemptive thinking in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, dear sister.
Thank you so much. Bless
someday you, we'll meet face to face, right?
I'm looking forward to that day. I believe you.
Me too, hon. God bless you. Thank you. 877-933-2484, my buddy Tom from Fargo. Well, I guess Fargo could have a few other Toms than the one I know, but I'm pretty sure this is my buddy Tom. How you doing, Tom?
Oh, Susie, you nailed it with the last caller. You could have nailed that prayer for me, because that was exactly. I know you know pain, and you know how pain then will feed defeat up and down the roller coaster of thoughts. And how chronic pain will do to thoughts, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and so that's what I'm going through right now. Mm-hmm. And so thoughts of defeat, thoughts of, you know, the thoughts. Mm-hmm. And so it's hard when a person hurts, or when a person can't eat, can't sleep, can't this, can't that. And then the cats build up.
Yeah.
It's just good to talk. It's just good to talk to you. Mm. So I know you understand, and that helps a lot.
And you don't sound like yourself today, so I can tell you're hurting today. Can I pray for you, Tom?
Oh, sure can, Susie.
Mm. Lord, I lift up Tom and Lisa, and I thank you for this dear couple, for the dear friends they are to the program and to Faith Radio and to me. And I just bless them, Lord, I pray. You say, Lord, that a bruised reed you will not break, and a smoldering wick you'll not snuff out. And Tom feels like a smoldering wick right now, barely hanging on. And I just pray for just a visual of you with your giant, amazing hands cupping around him, breathing life back into him. And I thank you that you're going to take what the enemy has meant for evil, and you're going to turn it for good. Lord Jesus, you have all the power over all the power of the enemy. This is not an equal fight. And you will intervene in our circumstances. You will break through. And I pray you do that in a very specific way, that Tom knows it's you, and that's so specific that he knows that you know him intimately and love him profoundly. I pray for breakthroughs in ways he never thought possible, and a supernatural grace even now as he walks through this valley. He's not staying here, but give him the grace to walk it through in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, Susie. Thank you, and we'll talk again.
Okay. Bless you, sir. So okay. I came armed with Psalm 40, and it was interesting that Carissa referenced that, but I think maybe you might need to hear this today, friend listening, because so many of us are waiting for a breakthrough, right? And this is one of those go-to passages, because, again, when we are white-knuckling, when we are even negative thoughts on repeat, oftentimes it means God is about to do a new thing. What do? We bear down. We hunker down. We cling to the stuff that we're trying to control. But there's something powerful in the storm about surrendering. I guess another word picture would be when someone's drowning, and you can't save a drowning person who's flailing. But once they relax and they kind of float on their back, much easier to save. And that might just be what you need to do right now, is just to release, to cease striving, to know that he's God, to let go, let him. I'm going to pitch that number again, 877-933-2484. And here's the passage from Psalm 40. I waited patiently for the Lord to help me, and he turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the pit of despair. So, Tom, that's for you. He lifts you out of the pit of despair, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on solid ground and steadied me as I walked along. He's given me a new song to sing, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see what he has done and be amazed, and they will put their trust in the Lord. Oh, the joys of those who trust in God, who have no confidence in the proud or who worship idols. Oh, Lord, my God, you perform many wonders for us. Your plans for us are too numerous to list. You have no equal. If I tried to recite all your wonderful deeds, I'd never come to the end of them. You take no delight in sacrifices or offerings. Now that you've had made me listen, I finally understand. You don't require burnt offerings or sin offerings. Then I said, look, I have come. As is written about me in the scripture, I take joy in doing your will, O God, for your instructions are written on my heart. I've told all people about your justice. I've not been afraid to speak out. As you well know, O Lord, I have not kept the good news of your justice hidden in my heart. I've talked about your faithfulness and your saving power. I've told everyone in the great assembly of your unfailing love and faithfulness. Lord, don't hold back your tender mercies from me. Let your unfailing love and faithfulness always protect me. For troubles surround me, too many to count. My sins pile up high. I can't see a way out. They outnumber the hairs on my head, and I've lost courage. Please, Lord, come rescue me and help me. May those who try to destroy me be humiliated and be put to shame. May those who take delight in my trouble be turned back in disgrace. Let them be horrified by their shame, for they said, aha, we've got him now. But may all who search for you be filled with joy and gladness in you. May those who love your salvation repeatedly shout, the Lord is great. As for me, I'm poor and needy. Let the Lord keep me in his thoughts. You are my helper, O Lord, my Savior. O God, do not delay. I think it's a good thing to pray. Oh, God, do not delay. He hears us when we cry. Our cry reaches his ears, as Psalm 18 says. So if you're in that place where you're catching yourself white-knuckling, I'm just saying it might be time. Today is a good day. Right now is a good moment to surrender, to let go, to say, Lord, I'm going to look my fears square in the face and say, you're bigger still. You're sovereign over all. You're going to take care of me. You're a good God. You know, the storms he allows, they prove us, they change us, but they are tempered. He will not let the storm destroy us. It threatens to, but it won't, because God is good and he's always with us. So maybe just surrender today. We're going to pause here, take a break. It is Talk to Me Thursday on Live the Promise. I'd love to hear from you. I've got a few songs I want to play too. So if nobody calls, I may just play all four of them because they're so good. But I want to just encourage your heart today. God is with you. He's not left you. And maybe he's getting you ready for a new season. 877-933-2484. We'll be back in a minute. That song on repeat, that's Hillsong Worship, you're a child of God, that's who you are. There are 1,000 voices coming your way, circumstances yelling at you, trying. Enemy wants to use these voices to diminish your sense of who you are, but it's interruptible. He tries to stand in between you and your heir status in Christ, but he can't. But he gets away with too much when we believe that he can, right? I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. And this is something we do every Thursday, a second hour on the show. We call it Talk to Me Thursday. And it's always a little nerve-wracking for me because I don't bring a guest on because I'm counting on you to be my guest. And I pitch a couple questions and you can choose which one to answer or both. And these are the questions today. What are you white-knuckling? And what thoughts do you have on repeat? Pick a question or both and call me 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. We've got Ike calling from Raleigh, North Carolina. Hey, Ike, you're on the air. Thanks for listening today.
Hi. just wanted to, I've never called in for anything before in my life. This is pretty weird for me. But I just happened to be listening to your show. I travel a lot, and I was on the road. I always try to listen to something inspirational while I'm on the road. What you just read from Psalm 18 was just the most uplifting thing. I'm going through some challenges in my marriage right now. My wife left 50 days ago today with three kids. And I don't want divorce. I don't want separation. I want my family back, and I just need God to intervene on our behalf.
Ike, I'm so honored to have you listening, honored that you had the courage to call. And we've got listeners from around the world, and I'm just friends that are all listening right now. I want you to just picture Ike, and if you can just stretch your hands out to heaven on Ike's behalf, as if we're lifting this brother up, all of us together. And Ike, is it okay if I pray and we just all stand together for you? Can I pray for you right now?
Yes, please.
Jesus, thank you for Ike. Thank you that you love him. You love your son, Lord. You're fond of him. You have great affection for him. You'll never give up on him, God. And I pray a special blessing on his wife, that you, Lord Jesus, would be the hound of heaven and go after her, that you cut off every curse, every scheme, Lord Jesus, fashioned against this dear family. I pray in the name of Jesus that you would cut off relationships and people from her life that are lying to her. I pray that you'd move the mountains that are blocking her view of your love, God. I ask you to open her eyes before she makes any other kind of mistakes, Lord Jesus. I pray you'd speak to her in her dreams when she's sleeping. Speak to her when she's in the line at the grocery store. Speak to her when she flips on the radio and flips through stations. Consistently give her a message that she needs to come back home. I pray healing in this marriage. I pray what the enemy meant for evil, you would turn for good, to the point where Ike would be an amazing, even better husband, and she'd be a better wife, and these kids would be secure in their home. I pray you'd speak to them both even now on the changes that you want to make them a more firm family, a firm foundation. We pray together, Lord, we lift up this dear brother, and we ask for a miracle in this situation, that you would intervene and cut off that enemy while his plan is in full motion. Cut it off, confuse it, and make it come to nothing, and bring healing back to this marriage. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so very much.
Ike, I'm so grateful that you called, and I'll be praying for you in the days ahead. If you're ever able to call us back and fill us back in, we would sure love to know.
I will. I will save this number and call. Thank you so much.
Okay. And Ike, if you're able to listen, I'm going to play a song by Wren Collective right now called Weep With Me. I've had it on repeat lately, Ike, because it's ministered to me so much. And if you listen in, oh, my goodness, this is good. Let's listen in.
Answers, all I need is to know that you care for me.
have faith, yes, I still believe that you love me. Hands are across the knee. You're working everything for good, even when I can't see.
Blessed are you when your heart broken sees the binder of your wounds. It's gonna set you on your feet again. It's gonna give you hope to breathe again. Even in the darkness, he's beautiful. Even in the shadows, he loves you still. What's true in life, still true in the dark.
It's true in the light, it's still true in the dark. 877-933-2484. I'm Susie Larson. This is The Promise. It's Talk to Me Thursday, where you call in and answer a question or two. Here are the questions. What are you white-knuckling right now? And what thoughts do you have on repeat? You can pick which one or answer both. 877-933-2484. Scott's checking in from Edina. Hey, Scott, you're on the air.
Oh, hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
I'm white-knuckling my faith, my belief in what's real. You know, I know you don't believe in prosperity teaching, and me neither, but the Bible clearly says that you could tell by the fruit of their tree, who you know, a good tree bears good fruit, a bad tree doesn't. And it's like my life has completely fallen apart in the last 3 years. Got divorced, I lost my family. I mean, everything is going wrong. And so I don't know if I'm like John and my own heart deceives me and I think I'm saved and maybe I'm not. I just don't know what's real anymore. I don't know what to do or what to believe in because everything is just gone.
Oh, Scott, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And I know those kinds of seasons when life is upside down. And if you can just hang with me, because I want so much to speak to your situation and not do it wrong. So I'm just going to pray for some grace because, you know, I'm not a counselor, but I'm your sister in the Lord. And what I want to say, I don't believe in the prosperity theology, but I do believe that God wants to prosper us and see us in good health. And I do believe that he wants to bless the work of our hands. And there are seasons when we will see the work of our hands prosper, but there also be seasons where there are famine. I mean, you look at Joseph of the Old Testament, there was favor of God on his life in 7 years of famine and in 7 years of feast. So the favor never changed it, right? There was even favor on him in slavery and in prison. So the fruit, you know, Jesus says, you know things by the fruit, and it's to my Father's glory. He says that you bear much fruit. Well, some of the most poverty-stricken people in the world have lives of fruit. That's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. And it is the storm that boils us down and brings fruit out of our lives. And Scott, I just hear, I can hear Jesus in you. I can. I mean, we can talk about this if you're wondering where your foundation is, but I get a sense that you are just in the storm of your life. And the call for you then is to stand and trust that God's going to hold you fast, because it won't always be like this. But this is when the enemy tries to get in the way of, yeah, did God really say that? Because look at your life. And we can all take seasons and even freeze frames and go, okay, this moment doesn't line up with God's promises because God said this and I'm living this right now. Well, it just doesn't work that way. There are going to be times where our freeze frame doesn't line up with a promise. But when you step back, Scott, and look at the story God's writing with your life, he will see himself faithful all the way through the end. He's the one who's able to keep you from falling, but he aches with you now and all the loss that you're experiencing. So let me ask you this. Had you ever in your past come to a point where you trusted Christ for your salvation? You trusted him because you were a sinner who needed a Savior. Do you remember that time?
I have, but, you know, then I don't have fruit. And then, like, I read, you know, where it says John, he says, even my own heart will be deceitful. I cannot even believe my own heart. You know, and so I don't know if I'm just, I mean, look at the people who came to Jesus and said, you know, we healed demons and cast out demons and we healed people in your name. And he said, I never knew you'd be gone. I mean, they had to truly believe. And so I'm wondering if that's me, if I'm just, if I'm lying to myself and not, you know, I mean, even when Job got everything taken away, he let him keep his wife. And, I've lost everything, and so I don't know if the devil's trying to tempt me and take me away, or if it's I'm really not saved, and I'm just going to wander the desert forever.
I wish I could just grab you by the shoulders. My guess on that passage when he says, "Go away, I never knew you," is that they were using, because there are plenty of people in Jesus' day and even in Paul's day that were trying to use the power for their own advancement. And there are plenty of people who do that, who want to saddle up because they want the power, quote unquote, or they want, you know what I mean? They want the platform without the personal relationship. The fact that you're worried about it and that you remember a time of that transaction, you're just in a really, really tough time right now. And, you know, if you heard that song at all, remember what's true in the light is still true in the dark. And this is gut-wrenching, terrible, terrible stuff. And so I would say, hold on and let God love you. But I wouldn't question the big, big things when you're in the storm of your life. I'm going to pray that God brings you people to help usher some healing in your life. But don't even confuse the storm and loss with a lack of fruit, because they're not the same thing. They're just not the same thing.
But how do I know he loves me? How do I know he really loves me?
Because he says he loves you. He loves you. He says it in his word, and he made you, Scott, the way that he wanted you to be made. And he also said, in this world, you're going to have so much trouble, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world, which means you're going to overcome. And I can promise you, because God promises you, that you are the object of his affection, and the devil would love nothing more than to get in between you and the Lord and to try to lie to you about God's affection, his love, and his commitment to you. And there have been people who've walked through this stuff that's excruciating that you're walking through, and they come out the other side, and God does redeem the story, and he will redeem the story. Somehow, some way, it may not look like you think, but he'll restore your heart. He will heal your soul. He will affirm his truth. But the big, most important thing, Scott, is to stay in the Word, stay among people who love God, and try to hang in there as you get to this time of grieving. But I would be super careful about asking those kinds of questions in this place. Ask them later. But right now, I would just say, God, reveal yourself to me. You promised to strengthen me in the inner man. Would you do that for me, God? But this is where you remember in the dark what he told you in the light. And I would, if I were you, would start telling yourself on a daily basis, I am the object of God's affection. I am someone God loves. He will disarm the enemy against me. He's going to redeem my story. You start to say that, and you need to say it out loud, because your faith comes from hearing, and your ears will hear your mouth say that. And as someone who studied the physiology of our brain and our bodies, when you start to say that, something changes in your brain. If you could picture your brain growing healthy branches, that's what's going to happen as you declare the truth over your life. And if you are on repeat of fear thoughts and destructive thoughts, it's like you're speaking death to these circuits in your brain, and you get stuck on repeat in defective thinking. And this isn't, again, think positive. This is redeeming your thought life with the Word of God. And all those things I'm telling you to say are true. Lord, I am someone you love. You will redeem my story. The enemy's coming after me, but you're the one who's going to fight for me. I'm telling you, you start to walk around your house and you say that out loud, you'll feel the presence and the power of God rise back up within you. You know that?
Okay.
I'm going to pray for you, can I?
Thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate it, because I'm really lost.
I'm so sorry. And promise me you'll get among other Christians and get with them so you're not isolating. Oh, we just lost him. Don't isolate, Scott. I got to pray for you. We have to take a break. And Laura, we'll get you next. Father, I pray for Scott. Oh, Lord in heaven, I pray. Move in the hearts of our listeners to remember Scott. Bring friends to him even right now. Heal his heart, oh God. Restore him and redeem his story. Oh, God in heaven, we pray. If you could, restore this family to fullness again. We're going to pause here. We'll be back in a minute.
Now I have resurrection power, living on the inside, Jesus. You have given us freedom.
Wow, still thinking about Scott. Please, friends, pray for him. If you just tuned in, there was a caller before the break who's just lost everything, lost his family, his wife, and his business, it sounds like everything, and he's very fragile right now. Will you remember Scott in your prayers? I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise, and this is another edition of Talk to Me Thursday. And we're taking your call. Just got a few minutes left. Asking one of two questions, or you can answer both. What are you white-knuckling right now? And what thoughts do you have on repeat? We've got Laura checking in from Cambridge. She's been holding for a bit. Laura, thanks for your patience. You're on the air.
Hi. Yeah, I wanted to share a problem that I was stuck in my thoughts with on repeat. And I'm getting to the end of this problem, and I just wanted to share that there's victory. Two people in my family are new parents, and their parenting skills, from my extensive parenting experience, are lacking in many areas. And I know that unsolicited advice will burn bridges with our relationship. I've had some sleepless nights regarding this little baby, and my thoughts go over and over and over and over. However, God told me in very, very loudly that he chose these two young adults to be the parents of this little baby, and he makes everything good in the end, and he's in control all of the time. And that has given me much peace. And so whenever my thoughts get stuck in the old pattern about this baby, I grab onto these promises of God.
So great. See, the Spirit of God speaks to us and leads us and brings revelation. I just love that. Thank you for sharing. I think maybe somebody else needed to hear that today, Laura. Appreciate the call.
Mm-hmm.
Bless you. All right, we got an anonymous friend checking in from Plymouth, Minnesota. Hey, friend, you're on the air.
Hi, Susie.
Hey. Which question do you want to answer today?
Well, I first just wanted to say to Scott that he's got a sister in Christ here that will be standing and praying for him. I know what that feels like, And so my heart just goes out to him. I was listening to him, and my heart was just breaking. And so I will certainly be keeping him lifted up in prayer.
Thank you for that. Wow.
And then I wanted to answer one of the questions, what I'm white-knuckling and thoughts that I'm ruminating over right now. I'm a solo mom battling a chronic illness, dealing with job loss, and praying for mold-free, safe housing for my kids and I. And so those are things I just feel like I've been held captive by fear surrounding all of those things because I don't know what to focus on or what to pray about. Those are things that have just been kind of going. Just I feel like I'm on a merry-go-round with that stuff. So,
and those are big things, you know. I mean, those aren't small things. And but boy, I'm going to just trust that. I'm going to pray right now, if that's okay with you, but that God would do a miracle in your life and you would see provision come from several angles. Lord, I pray for this dear sister that that would be the case. As a single mom dealing with chronic illness, needing a mold-free atmosphere, would you provide in every way she needs it, provide help, provide provision, friends, Lord God, and housing where she can breathe and be healthy and heal in the way that she needs to? Lord, you're a good father, and you lack no good thing. Would you pour out provision for this dear sister today? We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much, Susie. We'll be keeping you lifted up, too.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Wow. Irene is checking in from the Bronx. I think this is the first call we've received from the Bronx, New York. Irene, good to have you on the show today. You're on the air.
Hi there.
Hey. Which question would you like to answer, or both? What do you got for us today?
I can answer both.
Okay.
Basically, the first one is, what in your life is white-knuckling you right now? It's interesting because I've just turned 50, and I remember asking the Lord maybe a year or two ago that it's time for me to mature, you know, into the fullness God has called me into in himself. So I just see now that it's hard to walk through doors where you've been hurt as a little girl, and it's time to let that little girl submit to the Lord. So basically, I'm just learning to, when I'm, you know, God strategically places you places where a healing process can occur. So I was molested and raped and things like that, and I get uncomfortable around that, but I believe that means that I haven't allowed God to go to that place or surrender it to him where he can be Lord. So I find myself now, instead of knuckling it a few days ago, just opening up my heart and say, Lord, come into that area of darkness.
Brilliant.
So that's yeah. And it's funny because it's frustrating, but at the same time, God is doing it at his own pace, I believe. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yep.
Does that make sense?
It very much does. Absolutely. And I love your courage and your grace to say, okay, it's time to face this. It is time. Because
it really is. The time is short.
Indeed. And the fact that he's doing that tells me that there is a new place of promise for you, because that seems to be the way he does. He sets the plow deeper because he's getting you ready for a new harvest. So I just pray in Jesus' name you would sense unbelievable healing beyond your wildest dreams. I pray that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Irene.
Thanks,
and thanks for listening from New York. We appreciate
Thank
that.
You.
God bless you, dear.
You.
Call back and tell us how that healing process is going. We're going to squeeze in one more call. Anonymous friend checking in here. Don't know what city he's from, but we just got about 45 seconds, but I want to pray for him. We got you on the air here. What's going on today?
Well, you know, calling to, you know, what kind of white-knuckling my marriage. She says divorce is still an option for her. We've got a counseling session together coming up. You know, I've not necessarily been the best of leader. I agree with that. But yet she also says she's not sure she wants to stay a wife. So.
Oh, you know what? I hate that we're wrapping. We have a heart out. But, Lord, I pray for this friend. I pray you'd restore his marriage. I pray you'd change his wife's heart. You would do a miracle in this situation. So many people have wives walking away. God, restore these marriages and these families and strengthen this dear man in Jesus' name. Oh, I wish I could spend more time talking with you right now. You've been listening to Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson, and this is a hard out, so we've got to go. Thanks for listening today, and we will meet you back here next time. Thanks for listening to this conversation from Live the Promise. These podcasts are available because of listener support. You can make a gift now at myfaithradio.com. And thanks for sharing this audio link with a friend. Help grow the impact of the show. Also, if you would, take a moment to subscribe to the podcast today at iTunes or your podcast player, and then never miss a show.